Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Making a living in agriculture can be incredibly rewarding, but the uncertainty of weather, markets, and livestock can take a toll on both physical and mental health. SDSU Extension Mental Health Specialist Andrea Bjornstad.
We do still see alarming statistics. For example, the National Rural Health Association has reported that farmers are three times more likely to die by suicide than other occupations. So we definitely know that it is very much a concern in agriculture. And a lot of that has to do with external stressors that are outside of one's control.
Stress shows up in different ways. Irritability, sleeping too much or too little, or even excessive alcohol use.
Everyone's signs and symptoms are different, but it's very important to notice ours, each person's, and be able to recognize when maybe we've hit our limit of, okay, I recognize that I'm really stressed right now and I need to manage that stress. Because at some point, when we experience chronic stress, it can cross that line into depression or anxiety.
Managing stress can be as simple as taking time for yourself, physically or mentally, or reaching out to friends, family, a pastor, or a counselor. Free help is also available through the Agriculture Behavioral Health Voucher Program.
So farmers, ranchers, spouses, children, and agribusiness professionals can all seek free counseling through Rising Hope Counseling Services right now.
To learn more, visit extension.sdstate.edu and enter Agriculture Behavioral Health Voucher Program into the search box.